the new season of Demon Slayer. Have you been able to watch it?
There's a new season?
Uh-oh, I think I just got you in trouble. All right, ask your mom when you're done.
What's up, folks? I'm Kara Mahorn, a.k.a. The Blurred Girl, and welcome back to The Blurred Girl Podcast. Now, back in 2016, indie comic director Dennis Liu kickstarted a comic called Raising Dion, a story about a mom secretly raising a boy with superpowers. He also created a trailer for it, and we all fell in love with a little black boy telekinetically waving his breakfast cereal around the room. It funded pretty much immediately. Then it caught the attention of Michael B. Jordan and his production company, Outlier Society, who picked it up for Netflix. When the show premiered, the role of Dion was played by Jasai Young, who is my guest today. And I cannot wait to share this with you. But first, let's pay some bills.
There's something weird going on with influencers right now. I'm a little freaked out. They just get everything they want. Everything's a little too perfect. Their smiles are a little too straight. They're using filters I can't find anywhere. I know what I'm about to say might sound a little unhinged, but I think it might be witchcraft. At least, that's what Jenna Clayton thought right before she went missing. We're excited to introduce a new show from Realm, If I Go Missing, The Witches Did It, starring Oscar-nominated actress Gabourey Sidibe. When a black writer goes missing, a white podcast host with a savior complex takes up the cause of finding her and collides with a coven of influencers she suspects are responsible. This show is a little bit of The Craft meets Mean Girls meets Get Out. Learn more about If I Go Missing, The Witches Did It at realm.fm. And be sure to listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Before I forget, please be sure to subscribe to the Blurred Girl podcast on your favorite podcatcher. And if you can, please leave me a nice comment over on iTunes. And if you're feeling really generous, please screenshot this episode and tag me over on Instagram because I love to interact with listeners that way. In 2019, when season one of Raising Dion hit Netflix, Jasai Young, who plays the title character, was only 8 years old. A couple of weeks ago, season two of Raising Dion dropped, and I had the opportunity to talk to Jasai not long after. Today's interview is that conversation. Now, it's not really that spoilery, but you really should have watched season two by now anyway, so if you get spoiled, it's your fault. Up next, my interview with Jasai Young.
How does it feel playing a superhero on TV?
Playing a superhero on TV is actually very cool. I love it. It's so fun because I've always loved superheroes growing up. So I've always looked up to people like Spider-Man and Black Panther. So being able to be literally a dream in real life, it feels so amazing. I can be that role model for other people.
Yeah, it is. And you're absolutely right. You're an amazing role model, especially for other kids. Now, every superhero needs a really good sidekick. And you've got a few. Dion's got the Triangle of Justice, right? Explain them to me a little bit.
The TOJ consists of Dion, Esperanza, and Jonathan. And honestly, whatever they face together. Whether it ranges from just a regular old bully or to a superpowered villain, they got each other's backs.
They absolutely do. And I did not know TOJ. Like, do they have like uniforms? Because I wasn't ready. TOJ, I got to use that.
Yeah, they got it. We just enjoy it.
That's awesome. And just so I'm clear, what does each person do when trying to do justice? Esperanza, is she like communications? Is that what she does?
Esperanza, she's the timekeeper. Jonathan, he's more of a maps, logistics, those types of things. Dion, I guess he's like,
he's a superhero.
Yeah, he's the hero.
Yeah, no, he's absolutely the hero, and he's cleaning up the neighborhood all before breakfast, and I'm impressed. How many powers does Dion have now? Because I thought he only had one or two, but he seems to have a lot now.
How many powers?
Yeah, he's got different powers.
Teleportation, invisibility, intangibility, basically a tornado. fireball wielding. Did I say invisibility?
Can he do the mental stuff, or is that only the bad guy that can do that? He can't do, like, mind control, right?
Well, he might be able to, because technically he can make up any power he wants. And if you remember, he did use psychonesis when he went up against Brayden, and then he went inside of his mind.
Right, because for a second I thought Brayden invited him in, and then that's how he was in there. But he did go back on his own. So yeah, that he's got the power of creation. Like, he could create new powers. You're like an omega level mutant, man. Do you know how big that is? It's pretty awesome. The first season, Dion was sort of just figuring out that he had powers. Now this season, he is being trained on how to use them. Yeah. Was it hard learning the stunts? Like, I saw you, it looked like you were jumping over tables and doing flips and flying through the air.
Oh no, actually, to be honest, I actually created some of the stunts. You see, I was the one that pitched the backflip to them, and then we did it. It's like, it can be hard, but it's so fun, you forget about it. Like, when you get on the rig, sometimes you got to take a break, but when you do it again, though, it's like just so much fun.
Talk me through it a little bit. They have you strapped in like a harness or something so that you can go up in the air?
Well, there was two different types of rig that I've used. The one that I did the skateboard was, I had a harness and I had these cables, two cables hooked up to me. And then they were passing through my harness. That way, when I skated across those things, I would slide along it kind of like a zip line. And then when I jumped, I went up in the air. But that's different from the one that I used in the backflip scene. You see, that one was manpowered. They had a dude to crank it to make me turn, and then they had a dude to lift it when I jumped into the air.
Whoa, that's really cool. So you had like a whole team of people keeping you safe, because that's the most important part. You want to make sure that you're safe.
Yeah, the stunt team's been very nice to me. We're actually some pretty good friends.
If you could have like one of Dion's powers in real life, what would it be and why?
Teleportation, hands down.
Me too. Because, that's my favorite one.
Because, say like, okay, I want to go and get some Chinese food, but I want some real Chinese food. But it's like a whole country's away.
I'm right there with you. Or if you're like at school or in like a really uncomfortable conversation, you could just leave.
Yep.
That's the cool part about teleportation. I absolutely agree. That is my favorite power as well. We could leave together. So now you said you were friends with some of the stunt people. Are you also friends with like the actors that are in the Triangle of Justice? And are you even friends with the actor that plays Brayden, the bad guy this season?
Yes, actually, I'm friends with a whole bunch of actors. I will name some of them. Sammy Haney, Gavin Munn, Griffin Robert Faulkner, he plays Brayden. Michael B. Jordan, Rome Flynn. Then I'm also friends with Jason Ritter.
And that's awesome.
I
was gonna say, what about your mom? Okay, cool. I mean, listen, you're a star now, so your friends list is probably pretty huge. You mentioned Michael B. Jordan. Did he give you any advice before you started working on the project?
Yes. So while we were filming a scene once, I had to do this thing where Dion ends up seeing his dad. But at the end scene of season one, you guys remember where after I fought the Crooked Man and he like came back and we talked and stuff? Well, he showed me an episode of Naruto where Naruto talks to his dad, and because like his dad passed, and now like he's talking to like a weird like projection of him, and it's like the same thing kind of.
Mm-hmm.
And it to help me get into the mindset of what I had to do, how it's similar to that episode, and it's like, you got to be like that.
Now, had you been watching Naruto? Did you know what he was talking about when he showed you that clip?
Yeah, I watched Naruto.
Cool. Are there other anime that you like?
Either if I had to choose one, it would be Demon Slayer or JoJo's Bizarre Adventure.
Nice. Yeah, Demon Slayer is amazing. The new season of Demon Slayer, have you been able to watch it?
There's a new season.
Uh-oh, I think I just got you in trouble. All right, ask your mom when you're done if you can watch the new season of Demon Slayer.
I will do that.
Did you see the movie, the Mugen Train movie?
Mugen Train, no, I did not see that.
Okay, so you gotta ask her about those two. Go through your mom. I'm not gonna get in trouble for you watching these shows, okay?
I understand.
And let's talk more about the set. Now, you've talked about the stunts and you've talked about some of the powers. What were some of the crazy things that happened behind the scenes on the Raising Dion set?
Well, one thing that happened is that, let's see, crazy. What's a crazy thing that happened? Well, a crazy thing that happened once is me and my friends, Esperanza and Gavin, to be exact, we were once we went into the Biona labs and we found a surgical thing and there was fake tools and we pretended to do surgery.
Until the prop department caught you, right?
Yeah.
Who is the biggest practical joker on set? Who's the person that's always making everybody laugh?
Honestly, it's definitely Jason Ritter. Jason, he's so funny. He's honestly one of my best friends. Yeah, he's like so funny. I love this guy.
That's amazing. And you know what? You guys are incredible actors because on scene, it looks like you're really mad at him. So the fact that you two are such good friends in real life shows just how good of actors you are. Same thing with Brayden.
Yeah, some people say that Dion, they're like, why does Dion seem like he's very hot-headed? Well, honestly, I'm not like that. I actually listen very well because I'll get some comments about like, why is he like that? Well, actually, when I do that, it just tells me that I did really good acting, that you guys thought that was really me.
Yeah, because a couple times the way Dion talked to his mother, I'm like, I don't think Josiah could talk to his mother like that.
Yeah.
So let's talk about your mom, Alicia Wainwright, real quick. So he goes through it this season because his mom gets sick. Why is that so hard for Dion?
Well, she's all he has. He already lost his dad. But what makes it worse is that he's literally finna lose his mom to the same thing that killed his dad. Sure, it wasn't Pat, but it still was the energy.
You're absolutely right. You know what? I just made that connection. You're right. It's the same energy. And one of the fights that you got to have along with Alicia was against like all those zombie dudes. I'm calling them zombie plant people because I can't come up with a really good name.
Infected, I guess.
Infected, right. What was it like, not just her playing your mom, but this season, she got to fight alongside you. What was that like?
Actually, that was actually really cool because if you guys watched the first season, the last fight was me versus Crooked Man. Then she came in with the lightning rod. But this time, though, she's up in here going judo on these guys. Seriously, I'm not even kidding. She went judo on these dudes. I'm like using the tornado, fireballs, telekinesis, all that type of stuff.
Awesome. So if we get a season 3 of Raising Dion, are there powers that you really want Dion to be able to use?
If we get a season 3, the powers I definitely want him to have would be super strength, definitely hands down. Then, well, it'd be super speed, then flying. Either way, those are my 3 main powers that I really want. It's definitely super speed, super strength, and flying.
Awesome.
Supersonic speed flying.
Oh, not just flying, but supersonic speed, faster than the speed of sound. Okay, yeah, we gotta talk to the producers and scriptwriters and make that happen because there's some flight in your future. Dion, sorry, Josai. See, you're so much like your character. I just want to call you Dion. Josai, thank you so much for talking to me about Raising Dion. Is there anything else that you really want people to know about the show?
Well, there is one thing. When you guys watch the show, make sure that you guys keep watching it. Because it matters how much views we get, but it also matters how much hours we get on it. That way, we have a much better chance of getting it renewed for season 3.
Thank you so much for listening. Isn't he an old soul? I hope I didn't get him in trouble with my anime question. Both seasons 1 and 2 of Raising Dion are on Netflix right now. Also, don't forget to like and subscribe to the Blur Girl podcast. And check out If I Go Missing, The Witches Did It, narrated by Gabourey Sidibe on Realm. And check out the Blur Girl live every Tuesday evening at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific, live on Twitch, where I interview a lot of these amazing guests that I have on the podcast, and you get to watch the uncut versions of some of these conversations. So I hope to see you on Tuesday. Have a good one.